I would like to work in the social sector. Whether it's through St Mungo's or not, I'm unsure. Because I don't want to go down the road of a project worker or project manager or anything like that. It would need to be something that I would enjoy doing, which would be in the gardening sector. That would be good for me because it would be something that I love doing, and it would be nice to get paid for something that you enjoy doing and make some differences, which I am doing with a pilot project that I have instigated myself. If only they can get funding for it, and then perhaps I could get a job out of it. But I am making a job for myself.
And what is this project?
This project is, it's called the Learning Champions Garden Project. And I started off with one hostel, and now I have four, with another two in the pipeline that want to come on board. Well, actually I have five, that's five now, with another two, so that would be seven in total. So I'm getting closer to possibly making a job for myself.
What exactly are you doing at these hostels?
Well, what it is a precursor, if you like, to putting down roots. My target groups are people who are not quite ready or have the confidence to come out of their hostels and go to the putting down roots projects. So I am bringing small gardens or garden projects into their hostels, whether it be through window boxes, planter boxes, or even small gardens. It gives them an interest in what gardening is about. And these are not just flowers, these are vegetables as well as flowers. So it's given them an insight. And I will give them guidance and how to look after these small gardens. And during this introductory period, I will bring them to the various putting down roots projects, which would be the next, a natural progression for them if they wish to continue and see more of what can be possible. Once they show an interest, this is like a natural step to the next level. And it's working. I have taken a few groups now to the allotment, and I want to take them to different projects to expand their ideas or the possibilities, to show them the possibilities, what could be a next step for them. But in looking after the plants and vegetables, they're gaining in confidence because they are given ownership of these small projects, and they are small, because it's done on a shoestring, but it's having good results, and who knows where it could lead. Like I say, many other projects now want to come on board because they hear of what this is about. It can be done on, in these days of ever-decreasing budgets, this is possible for any hostel to come on board, because it's partly funded by the Learning Champions project,